on your mind another hour. 800-228-0550, the telephone number to weigh in. Fascinating hour of recollections on remembering when, 12 years ago, 9/11. A lot of great calls from Montana, Minnesota, and North and South Dakota. Appreciate all that and hearing from the Northern Plains on this day that it's impossible to have removed from the history books of how we felt, where we were. My favorite call, Steve is at the Bismarck Civic Center today and is helping to put on the Bakken Infrastructure Conference. So he's going back and forth between radio talk show host and being host of the some of the panels there. But a fellow called and talked about how he was putting air in his tires when he heard about it. You know, and how often do you know what you, you know, connect putting air in tires to any kind of significant event? But, I mean, the most minute details we all remember about that day of 12 years ago. It was a fascinating hour to hear folks recollect a little bit about that, for sure. Folks talking about it at the Bakken Conference today?
Actually, another great topic today. The panel I was moderating, including Justin Kringstedt from the Pipeline Authority here in North Dakota, infrastructure, and where we're at with the pipeline situation. And then, of course, with potentially three refineries coming on board and the pipeline infrastructure is going to be needed for that, and how we get the trucks off the road. Everybody's happy if we get the trucks off the road, and that goes to mitigate whether it's dust, the roads getting beat up, the traffic congestion, and it all comes back to pipelines and that infrastructure. So that's kind of the focus on this morning's topics, but some great subject matter here at this oil and gas conference.
Life goes on 12 years later, without question. I haven't said that, in all honesty, I don't quite have that same pit in the stomach that I've had a lot of years after 9/11. Congressman Kevin Cramer is with us for the entire hour. It's the talk radio town hall we do, where he welcomes your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. Kevin, where are you at today?
Well, I'm in Washington, of course, where there have been a lot of commemorating going on, obviously, on this day of remembrance, September 11th, not only remembering the victims of 12 years ago and that day that changed our world, but also remembering the four victims of Benghazi 1 year ago, and people still searching for answers to the questions there.
A lot of listeners reference that because that was just a year ago, and, you know, it's amazing how little we still know about the facts of that situation, isn't it?
It really is, and but for the House of Representatives' oversight and insistence, and now more recently subpoenas, you know, we'd probably know even less. So we are trying hard to get to the bottom of it, and hopefully at some point the families of the lost loved ones will have answers about how and why their loved ones died.
Here's how the talk radio town hall works. Pretty simple. You have a question, you call, and Congressman Cramer is here to answer it. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Always welcome your emails as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Last night, President Obama from the White House gave a national address on Syria, and obviously last week we were talking about the president saying, hey, Congress, I need you here. Last night he seemed to walk back from that a little bit, saying, Congress, don't act right now. What did you make of what the president had to say?
Well, it didn't do anything to regain my confidence that he's up to the task, Scott. And I'll tell you, it's hard not to be overly critical. But that said, I am one that certainly appreciates that he called for this pause, called for this postponement of a vote, because I think it acknowledges the reality on the ground, and the reality being that he probably wasn't going to get a resolution passed in the Senate or the House of Representatives that would give him the authority he seeks to, you know, to launch a military strike. So there's that reality. The other reality it faces is that it accepts, I guess, is that there might be some sort of a diplomatic solution at play. It's hard to be optimistic, but I think we have to at least give it a shot and hope that the Russians and the Syrians don't let us down.
Kevin, I found myself a little angry last night as he was speaking, because to me it seemed so disingenuous, the comment when he said he had asked Congress not to vote because he wanted to go down the diplomatic side. to me, that statement couldn't have been more from the truth. It's, he tried a power play, he couldn't get his way, and then he tries to put the political spin on it, saying, well, no, I kind of held this off because we didn't want to get into this.
Well, a lot of times presidents have the luxury of being able to get in front of parades and claim they're leading them. You know, if it helps him, this is a guy who's desperate to save face, and I'm not opposed to him saving a little face as long as it results in the right thing for our country. So, I agree. It's hard for some people to watch, and there are a lot of people that sort of cringe when they listen to. But at the same time, Steve, I think it's so transparent that it's in some respects, and I mean this with respect, it's in some ways it's hard to sort of watch our leader to struggle so much. And right now he is, you know, he's a very isolated leader. And it's painful to see, quite honestly.
I just felt insulted. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah,
that was part of how I took it.
Yeah. More on Syria in a moment. Let's go to some calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550K Fire in Bismarck and beaming all across the Northern Plains to our other affiliates, AM 1100 The Flag, and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga. Kathy Fargo, first question or comment for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Kathy.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have a question for Cramer. I apologize. I thought you were still talking about 9/11. And we lived in San Antonio, Texas for at that time, and my husband was in the Air Force, and God bless all military, and I guess I just want to say I was glued to the TV from day on, and it just, I don't care where it happened, and I don't want to say anything bad about New York, but that's all I've heard this morning is, oh, it happened in New York. Well, so bad I wanted to scream at the TV and say, well, what about the Pentagon? So, yeah, very, very tragic, so. That's where I was, San Antonio, Texas. Thanks for the phone call, Kathy.
And thank you for your husband's service as well, Kathy. Yeah. And let's not forget Pennsylvania and then, of course, the many places, including North Dakota, that were home to some of the victims.
Let's go to Fred in Wing for Congressman Cramer. Fred, what's on your mind today?
Hello, guys. Let me shut off my tractor here.
You got to love it. I love a town hall where a guy has to shut off his tractor to talk to his congressman, man. That's America.
Well, we're stacking some bales this morning.
I love it.
12 years ago, we're in front of the grain bin unloading some wheat. And this terrible thing hit congressman. And I had three sons at the time in college and fighting age, what I call fighting age. They
sure.
all could have been to war. If things got worse. And I had quite a morning that morning listening to it on the radio out front there, all green grain, and my son was concerned. He was a young man in college at the time. I didn't know what was going to happen. I said, we're at war. And then we both just sat there and thought for a while. And then some people might say a selfish thought came to my mind. And that was, is this wheat we're auguring in the bend going to be very important? Is this going to be the thing that we're going to need so much? And I told my sons, I said, I don't know, if you guys all got to go to war, us old men out here ain't going to be able to grow enough of this stuff. And I thought maybe our country could be in a very dire situation, but I've seen things happen in the past now. I mean, since that's passed, and this thing that's happening with the Roundup and stuff today, Congressman, is probably going to hurt farming more than 9/11 did. And that's terrible to say, but if they're closing all these plants and it's going to go up in price and Monsanto's going to make a lot of money, you know, there's a lot of things that happened since then, but some of these things that are happening internally are bad too, sir.
There's no question. And sometimes one of the things we have to do, I think, guys, and Fred, you raise a really important point, is we can't let even the big affairs, if you will, the big international issues, and there are some, there's no question, but we can't let them distract us or take our eye off the ball of other issues that are that may seem less important but are not unimportant. And sometimes I think we do that. I think we let things become distractions in a way that that allow other little things to sort of slip through the cracks when they really require diligence. You know, Fred, you remind me of something. Yesterday, amongst all of this sort of reflection, and then of course the heavy weight of potential conflict and war, I had the opportunity to go over to the Senate side of things and sign a letter of intent for Taiwan to purchase over nearly $500 million worth of wheat from our producers.
Let's talk about that when we come back some more. Congressman Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned, folks.
What's on your mind? Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Helen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulch Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, your opportunity to talk with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Kevin, before we get back to the phones, you started to mention a grain deal with Taiwan.
Yesterday I was over this the Taiwanese Agricultural Trade Goodwill Mission and the United States Grains Exporters had a joint ceremony where we signed letters of intent to for our states to purchase or for them to purchase from our states, and North Dakota selling them a lot of wheat, as has been the normal practice in Asia. I went prepared to talk about North Dakota's exports and North Dakota's crops, and I did a little bit. But I was struck after doing an impromptu news conference with the Taiwanese press corps that were very interested, of course, in my thoughts on what's going on in Syria. And as I stood there and as I talked to the group, it struck me how refreshing it is to participate in a ceremony that celebrates peace through trade during a week when Washington is so consumed with conflict. And, you know, we have this great history in America and in North Dakota especially, where food has been a tool of peace, and this mission really served as a testimony to the world that agricultural trade between partners and friends is far better than trading missiles between enemies. And so it's interesting when Fred from Wing is talking about, you know, filling his bins a day, you know, 12 years ago today with his three sons, that the perspective that things get put into. And I think he reminds us that there are other issues that we cannot take our mind and our eye off of while we also deal with, you know, the other pressing issues of the day. So I just very much appreciated Fred's observations.
All right, fire the tractor back up and get to her, Fred. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Fargo, and from Wing to Fargo. Larry, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Congressman Kramer, why don't you like representing us in Washington?
It's the highest honor of my life, Larry, and I thank you for the opportunity to do it.
It must not be, because you're out there dissing the Tea Party folks that got you elected.
Larry, I don't diss the Tea Party folks. I think that's where you missed the point. It's not the Tea Party folks that are the problem.
We are the Tea Party, and you're out there dissing us.
You should explain yourself.
Keep you from returning.
Did you have a question, or were you going to tell us what you're talking about specifically? You guys know?
Well, I mean, I think he's referring to an article in the Hill magazine, but what you were just about to explain, which is the difference between criticism of Tea Party folks and Tea Party leaders.
Right.
That would be my follow-up question, just
right.
to get to Larry's point.
Sure.
So
sure.
Larry read the article as a criticism of the Tea Party sentiment or the Tea Party people that make up the movement. Was it meant to be?
Of course not, and I think it was quite clearly that it wasn't that. In fact, many Tea Party folks have expressed their appreciation for the distinction, because what's happened and what often happens, and I even said it at the time, the Tea Party rallies that were the result of concern to citizens have been in many respects co-opted by organizations who have reused this movement as more of a fundraising tool for themselves than they have as a policy tool. And so while we try to move toward things like defunding Obamacare, for example, cutting the budget, which we've now done, we've cut our deficit nearly in half just in the last year here in Congress. These groups, dissatisfied with the progress, keep trying to create division among the people that are actually moving the policies more toward the policies of the Tea Party and that original movement. And because, of course, their end game is not served well by policy improvements, it's served more by division among conservatives. And so that's my criticism. And like I said, it's been met with, for the most part, great compliments from people who want to get back to the grassroots, if you will, movement that actually has a chance to help save this country. Because frankly, if at the rate we're going, if we don't gain control of the United States Senate, we have a shot to do that this election. Or if we lose further ground in the House of Representatives like we did last year, the goals of the Tea Party will never be met if we can't get conservatives elected both in the House, the Senate, and all, you know, of course, ultimately the White House.
Congressman, thanks for your clarity. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Deborah in Minot. What's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Yes, I would like to know where Congressman Kramer sits as far as defunding Obama, if he's going to help with Mike Lee's proposal to help with that.
I don't want Obamacare. Oh, sure. With whose proposal? I'm sorry, Deborah.
Isn't it Mike Lee's that he's trying to get you guys to sign on?
You're talking about the defunding of Obamacare, which we've talked about before. Just one thing I'd interject here. There's obviously been some news on this week with Eric Cantor giving a proposal saying essentially there would be a deal cut with the Senate, that the Senate would have to vote on the defunding of Obamacare in exchange for this mechanism of separating out the spending. And so maybe the question is that this new deal, maybe explain it for folks.
Sure.
And let us know what you think
sure.
of it.
Sure, great point. And I'm with Deborah. I've only had the opportunity to vote to defund or repeal Obamacare three times in the last 8 months, and I've voted for it every single time. And I don't think there's any question that if we could get 60 senators to agree with us, that there's 234 Republicans in the House that'll vote every day to defund it or repeal it. But voting for it isn't enough. I want to have a strategy that actually helps accomplish it rather than just defund it, rather than just vote on it, which kind of gets to my point with Larry. We have to use the tools that the minority has, because that's what we are. We're the majority of one-third of the government. So what the proposal that Leader Cantor has put forward that's being whipped this week is one that that passes a continuing resolution. And so for those that don't understand House speak or congressional speak, our budget ends on September 30th. The federal budget ends on September 30th. And since the Senate hasn't passed any appropriations bills, the only way to keep the government operating going forward is probably going to be to pass a short-term continuing resolution. That continuing resolution just keeps funding the government at current spending levels, which are considerably less than they were a year ago and 2 years ago. And they might even be a little less than that with a new round of sequester. But this proposal proposes funding the government through December 15th at the current levels minus a little bit. But along with that would be a resolution in the same vote, a resolution that defunds Obamacare. And when I say defunds it, I don't mean just defunds the implementation of it at the IRS, which is we've already voted to do, but defunds the mandate, the mandatory spending that is the entitlement. That defunding would go to the Senate, and the continuing resolution, which keeps the government running, would remain in the House of Representatives until the Senate votes on the defunding bill. If they never vote on it, they never get the continuing resolution, and ultimately then, if they don't do that, the government would shut down. Once they do vote on defunding Obamacare in the Senate, which would be, by the way, the first time Harry Reid would, we'd have to force Harry Reid to have this vote to put Democrats and Republicans in the Senate on record, because, as you know, several Republicans, or at least a couple in the Senate, have asked for this vote and insisted that, you know, the House of Representatives has it within their power to end Obamacare, ignoring, of course, the constitutional fact that there is a Senate as well. So it puts them on the record, gets them to vote. So once they have that vote, then they would get the House continuing resolution.
Deborah, we're going up against the break here, but Deborah and Minot, if you'd hang on, we'll make sure you got your answer and let Kevin finish when we come back. Matt and Bismarck, Melissa Fargo, John Grand Forks, next up to go on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
A premier Minnesota resort, Chase Summer Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, has a great deal for all of September and October. 888-CHASE-06 is the hotline to book your deal. Use the promo code SCOTT, or you can go online at chaseonthelake.com and type in SCOTT. You'll find the great deal, Chase on the Lake, shores of Leech Lake. Now, that's the good deal to get you there. Once you get there, that's the really good deal. That's the great deal, because you'll enjoy all the amenities of this premier Minnesota resort. But most importantly, you'll relax. How can you not relax when you look at that view, Leech Lake, when you walk the unique shops and all the fun spots downtown Walker, Minnesota, when you take in all the amenities, the Comprador Aveda Spa, the 502 Bar and Restaurant. Chase on the Lake's a wonderful place to relax, and this is a great deal. Any Sunday through Thursday in September, October, buy one night, get a second night free in a condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 today. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls and questions and comments. She does it every Wednesday on What's on Your Mind, 550K Fire, KSAGB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead. To ask your questions, 800-228-0550 with Steve Bakken, who's at the Bismarck Civic Center today for the Bakken Infrastructure Conference. I'm Scott Hinnon. Deborah, did you get your answer on Obamacare?
Well, I think, in fairness to Deborah, that's what I was going to say. Deborah's gotten some of it. Because what Mike Lee, and Mike, of course, is in the Senate, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, or others that have joined Mike in asking for the House to send a defund bill somehow in the continuing resolution so that they actually have to vote on it in the Senate. And that, because as you know, Deborah, every time the House has voted to do this and sent it over to the Senate, it, you know, dies in Harry Reid's top drawer or bottom drawer or something like
that. How is that going to fix that? Because if we can't get him to bring it up before a vote, it's going to go through. I can't, and how genuine is this movement? Because everybody else gets to keep it. Everybody's getting these. The only people that don't get it, that have to go into these stupid things, are the American people. Everybody else is getting a big buy because all the big business and all them guys that were for the unions, they're getting the help. They don't have to have this crap.
Well, you know, if you find any solace, you should find solace in the fact that the unions actually are having to pay it because President Obama hasn't been able to find a way to get them the exemption that they seek, and they're as mad as you are right now. And you're right, he's given a one-year extension or delay for big business, but not for you or for working people or for small business and not for, not for the citizens. That, now, will this work? I don't know that it'll work in terms of accomplishing the goal in one fell swoop, which is what we'd all love to do. And we're going to have a serious discussion about it at noon again with a bunch of conservative members to see if this is a strategy that we want to go along with or if we want to try something different, including the possibility of letting the government shut down. That's a very scary proposition to a lot of people, obviously. Now, that said, one of the things we are doing today, which is, I think, important, we're going to have a vote this afternoon on a bill. I don't know if you know this, but it won't surprise you. The Democrats or that Department of Health and Human Services has actually stated that the exchanges, people that go into the exchanges, can self-attest that they're entitled to the subsidy. In other words, they don't even have to demonstrate through financial means that they're eligible for the subsidy. They don't have to. Right now, the way the law is written, they're supposed to meet a certain income threshold and not have health insurance provided by their employer. They've decided to waive all that and just give everybody who says they deserve a subsidy a subsidy. So we're trying to pass a bill today that says, wait a minute, you don't get to just arbitrarily give anybody that self-attests the subsidy. So we're fighting it on two fronts, Deborah. One on the big front, and that is the big defund front. And that's going to be very difficult because, obviously, while the House has the first word on budgeting, the Senate has the last word on budgeting, and as is the President. So we're trying to use all the tools we can to push some people on. And you never know, if we have this defund Obamacare piece as part of the CR, while it's hard to imagine 60 senators in a body that has 55 Democrat senators to vote for it, there are a lot of red state Democrat senators that have never been pushed into to this corner. And so we'll see, but you're right. D-Day is coming up on October 1st. But that said, we're going to continue on both fronts to try and nick away at it at the same time as trying to defund it all at once.
Thanks for the call, Deborah. I did find that Senator Mike Lee has been very critical of the proposal from Eric Cantor, calling it a face-saving measure that could actually rebound against the GOP. He said it's not a plan to defund Obamacare. It's a plan to facilitate the passage of the CR in a way that allows people to claim they're defunding Obamacare without actually doing so. So just
Mike Lee probably shouldn't have suggested he could do it so easily. Now he's going to have his chance in the Senate. It's easy to have senators tell the House leadership, House majority, how to defund Obamacare when they've never done it. So we've done it 40 times. So now he's going to get his chance. And this is a little bit of the problem, Scott, when the guys over on the other side give you good advice over here, and then when you send it over to them, they say, well, no, this is fake. You got to do more. You know? I mean, we can only do what the House can do. The Senate has to step up at some point. So it's kind of in Mike Lee's court, I suppose. I'm not sure I'm going to go along with it yet myself. I want to do whatever gets the job done. Now, I'm not satisfied to just stand here and pound my chest and say we voted 41 times now to defund Obamacare and it's still funded. You know, I want to get it done.
Let's get back to the phones. If you have a question or comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Melissa in Grand Forks, what's on your mind for the congressman?
It's actually Melissa in Fargo.
Melissa in Fargo, go ahead.
Yep. First of all, Congressman, thank you very much for doing a special Q&A for District 41 and District 11 on Saturday.
It
was kind of a special treat to have you to ourselves. And I actually wanted to ask you a question about something you said, but as I was listening to your answer to Deborah, you might have actually answered my question. So let me run it by
sure.
you and see if I got it.
Sure.
So it was on defending Obamacare, because that is very clearly the top issue on my mind right now.
Yes.
And you had said, I think you're on record as not supporting, obviously, the proposal that Mike Lee had put out there, and that you kind of answered that in your answer to Deborah as well. But you said something on Saturday to the effect of it not being constitutional, and it would be obvious to anybody who knew the Constitution. And I'm not a constitutional expert, but I've got a pretty well-thumbed copy of the Constitution.
Yeah. No, my point on that is that, and it does get to sort of to Deborah's point, and that is there's this sense that people have that the House, that since all appropriations start in the House, you know, that the budget always starts in the House, that the House can unilaterally defund Obamacare. And my point is that while it's clear that the House does, all budgets do start in the House, my point is they don't end in the House. You know,
yeah. So the CR needs to
yes, all right. The budget does still go both ways, and it still does get signed by the president. But let's take it the next step, because the alternative to what the leader wants to do is that we make defunding Obamacare condition of the continuing resolution. And that's the dilemma, that's the debate we're having right now within the Republican Conference. And that may very well prevail. And if that happens, then what happens, it goes over to the Senate, the continuing resolution and the defunding Obamacare is one piece. The Senate will then amend it, and almost undoubtedly they'll amend Obamacare back into the budget. And worse than that, they might amend a bunch of other things back, and they likely would, because the sequester is the one piece of leverage that the House majority has that Democrats want more than anything. They want to restore all the sequester number dollars, which have cut the deficit in half, all on the backs of the discretionary budget. And if that happens, now all of a sudden you're up on the October 1st deadline, and House members are confronted with, do we vote to continue funding the government, which means adding to the budget as opposed to defunding Obamacare, or do we amend it again and send it back, and then we do this back and forth, which will have the same impact as shutting down the government? And what's the fight we can win? That's really what it comes down to, Melissa. Is what's the fight that we can actually win as opposed to the one we can just, because there is a strong sense among some of the leadership, and again, I'm not taking sides on this per se, although I may lean one way or the other, that we have more leverage when it comes time for the debt ceiling limit, which is, we're going to hit the debt ceiling sometime in mid-October, and that's where we'll have more leverage to do a few more things with regard to entitlements such as Obamacare, Medicare, and try to get to a balanced budget in 10 years.
Appreciate the call, Melissa. And by the way, we have a full bank of calls, so we're going to go as quick as we can with your questions and answers from Kevin if we can. Matt in Bismarck, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Kramer. My question is, I read an article over the weekend, a news article, about the House and the Senate is proposing a new law that would mandate all vehicles in the United States to be equipped with a black box by the year 2015. And the box would basically do the same thing it does on an airplane. It'd keep track of your location. It'd have a GPS in it, keep track of, you know, how fast you're going and all that. And where do you stand on this? Because to me, you know, the way I look at it is in light of all the recent NSA spying and everything, yeah. I see that as just another step toward government intrusion and the big brother, you know, of knowing everything you do. And one of the, I forget the congressman that was quoted in the article, he said it's for safety. You know, and every time I hear that, I go back to Benjamin Franklin that says, you know, anyone willing to sacrifice a little bit of liberty for safety deserves neither. And I just want to know where your stand is on that and where this bill is actually going.
I can honestly tell you I've not heard about the bill. It sounds frightening to me, frankly, and I wouldn't support a mandate like that. I don't think it's any secret that cars, you know, every generation of cars has more information embedded in it, in its computers, but where you went, when you hit the brakes, what, you know, what kind of maintenance schedule, all of those things are becoming more and more commonplace, not because the government mandated it, because, you know, manufacturers are able to do it, and there are certain things people like GPS and all of that. So that's become part of it. I don't see any need, frankly, Matt. I don't see how it keeps you safer. It might help the insurance company after the accident, but I don't see how it keeps you safer to have the government know where you're driving or what your driving habits are or anything like that. So I don't. And if there's a market demand for it, it'll happen without the government's mandate anyway. So I'm with you. You know, I voted for the amendment that reins in the NSA because I. And I don't think it was ever the intent of even the Patriot Act at the time to have NSA collecting metadata on everybody, and they ought to show more cause before they get that much information on you.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. Matt, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
I think
Tom in Bismarck.
Yes, I have a comment and a question, and my comment is I appreciate, and I'm sure all of us voters appreciate, you having the balls to get on the radio and at least take questions. Heidi Heidenkamp does not. Now, my question is, do you believe in the petitions that just happened in Colorado where those senators got recalled? Because it can happen here. It can happen anywhere in the United States. And I'll listen to my answer offline. Thank
you. Before, Tom, remind me what the Colorado petitions were about for recall, or maybe Scott or Steve know.
Actually, what happened was there was some anti-gun legislation.
Oh, that's right. Those were state legislators on the anti-gun thing. That's right. In fact, I just visited last night with...
John is trying to, Tom is trying to respond here as well. We're up against the break, so hang on one sec. We'll get Tom in. He's got one other example where it's happened. John in Grand Forks after him, Dan in Lake Park, Minnesota behind them, and more of the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer, 800-228-0550. With Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Hinton. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulch Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
Before you buy, give it a
hometown
try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Every Wednesday is the Talk Radio Town Hall, and we do appreciate the fact Congressman Kevin Cramer interacts with you one-on-one right here every week on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Tom and Bismarck like that, and Tom had a question specifically on an issue. Well, let's let you answer before we go to the other calls here.
Colorado state senators that were being recalled, and I think what Tom was doing is he was putting me and probably every other elected official in North Dakota on notice that the same thing can happen here if you go too far astray. And the only thing I'd say is one thing I love about the House of Representatives is that it is the people's house, and the next election is never more than 2 years away, which is the greatest accountability structure in the world, is that that you have that leverage on politicians. But I appreciate Tom's point and his passion.
John in Grand Forks next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
I'll be quick. First of all, I concur with Tom. One of my comments was going to be exactly that. Tom's minus the brass things. I appreciate your calm demur as you field questions and comments.
Oh, thank you.
I'm impressed by that. Quickly, I know what the answer is kind of be, but here's my opinion.
Sure.
Our current president's legacy could be just tremendous if you do one thing. Just go out and tell everybody we're going to turn on every energy possibility we have in this country, mm-hmm. and the economy would be spurred. unemployment would drop, and the Middle East would be put on their heels.
Amen. 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 You are right on point. And that would be so counter to everything that he believes. It would be unbelievable if he would do it. But then again, you know, he won a Nobel Prize for opposing war, and now he's asking for a military strike. So anything's possible.
Let's go to
thank you.
Dan in Lake Park. Dan, what's on your mind today?
Then again, you know, he won a Nobel Prize for...
All right, Dan, we've got to get you to turn the radio down if you can. While you're doing that, we'll chat with Sherman and Bismarck. We'll come back to Dan if we can get Dan to turn his radio down. Get, listen on the phone if you can. Go ahead, Sherman. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, Congressman Cramer, you were talking about Obamacare and signing up. You don't have to claim your income to get the subsidies.
That's the new rule put out by Kathleen Sebelius. Yep.
Okay.
You just self-attest. You just self-attest, Dan Sherman. So you go in. You can go in there and say, you know what? I don't make any money, and my employer doesn't provide health care, so would you please give me the tax credits and the subsidies? And that's it.
I realize that. But what I heard, too, was that if you get the subsidies and when you file your income tax and your income is going to show up, then the IRS is going to come after you to pay back those subsidies.
Well, that may be, and as we know, the IRS can be pretty aggressive, but they tend to like people on the liberal side and tend to attack people on the right side. So whether or not that's the case, I don't know, but there's no reason that we shouldn't require them to demonstrate that they are eligible for the subsidies before they get it.
Well, that's what I heard, and not only have to pay back the subsidies, they're going to charge you penalties and interest. And one thing we need to do is get rid of the 1040 form and go to a consumption tax. I'll never vote Republican again until there's a bill in to get rid of the 1040 form.
Well, you may get your chance. You know, we're going to have comprehensive tax reform is on the docket. If not for later this year, then early next year, and we'll see what kind of a tax they come up with. But there's got to be something simpler and flatter that eliminates even the opportunity for fraud in a great way. And so a consumption tax would certainly do that.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's get
Thanks,
to Dave
Sam.
And Mark quickly. Dave?
Yeah, hi, Congressman Cramer. One of the greatest threats facing this country, of course, besides us going broke, is the Obamacare impact. And I lived in the UK for many years, and one thing that people don't understand is national health care. The UK in the late 1990s developed a very efficient way of cutting costs, and that was called the Death Pathway Program. And there's other names for it, like a Liverpool Care Pathway. And basically what it is after you reach a certain age, if the providers feel that your life is not worth saving or not worth supporting you, then they basically put you on this death pathway. And what that involves then is sedation and withdrawal of fluids and food.
Oh, boy. Dave, I'm going to interject here because we only have a minute left, so I want to give Kevin a quick chance to respond here.
Well, it's, you know, the rationing of health care is sort of a logical conclusion to a lot of these things, including Obamacare, and they don't use terms quite that graphic, but there's legitimate concern that it can go that way. And of course, the formation of the this is an area where Republicans have refused, in fact, refused to even appoint the Republican members to the board that would make those rationing decisions, because it's just so offensive to our sensibilities in the United States.
Folks, if you didn't get in today, call next week. He'll be here,
thanks,
and there's more coffees with Cramer coming up too, right?
We're looking forward to a couple in Grand Forks and Fargo on September 27th.
September 27th, so circle your calendar there. And, of course, the great thing, as some callers have noted, is you're here every Wednesday doing a talk radio town hall. And a lot of the same issues coming up at the Coffee with Cramer town halls.
It's almost identical, Scott. It's what's on people's mind for the most part. It's pretty much the same thing on the radio as it is in the coffee shops. And I'm just never going to forget Fred from Wing turning off his tractor to participate in the town hall. That, to me, is as good as it gets.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Steve, you're back in studio tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am.
He's free at last. Rob Ford will be in for me tomorrow. I actually have a funeral to attend tomorrow, and it's the 10th anniversary of the Sanding Blog, so he'll be co-hosting with Steve tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.